Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for bringing us together again. Thank you for your kindness towards us, oh God. We pray you speak to our hearts, you affect our lives. Thank you for great things today. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, amen. You may be seated. All right. How to find your life's work. Let's start from Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. Revelation 14, 13. Page 71, how to find your life's work. It's very important to understand that our lives here on earth is more of what we can do for God rather than what we can do for the world or for ourselves. In fact, was it JFK who said that it's time that for Americans to think about what they can do for their country rather than what their country can do for them? Prince, you remember that quote? Wonderful. So even in the secular world, people are looking forward to the people building the country with their strength and their energy. Granger, all these 50 golden jubilee celebration and all of that, one part of it is to attract the, if you want to call it, the diaspora. People, when we say diaspora, we are talking about a certain group of people who are outside the country. There are rich Guyanese outside who, if we make the country friendly and inviting, they will come and invest money. And they are Guyanese, and they will be here. They will be around. They will bring the money. It will make the country better. Do you get it? Because there are so many Guyanese, up until when this coalition government took over, they didn't want to even hear anything about their own country. I met one in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. When we were getting ready to leave there to come here, I went and I met a Guyanese guy. He didn't want to hear anything about Guyana. In fact, he discouraged us from coming to Guyana. He said he will never come back to Guyana. If you're talking about Guyanese, I will never say that if I have the opportunity, I won't go back to Ghana. Ghana is my country. I was born, I went to school in Ghana, I have friends in Ghana. If I die and they bury me in the cemetery in Ghana, at least I will have friends in the cemetery. If they take me to La Repentée, I don't know who I know there. Unless you die with me, so at least we'll be in the same area. Like the PPP wanted to sit in the same area. My preaching is practical, oh, praise. Share. If you don't come to this church, I don't know which church you want to go. Real life preaching, I'm preaching here. Yeah, real. Yeah. So when somebody, a Guyanese who lives abroad, who is married to a white lady, is enjoying the things in Amsterdam and Holland, is saying that he will never come back to Guyana. It's a very sad case. It's very sad because if a bird dies, where does it go? Anita, when a bird flying dies, what happens to you? They say home sweet home. You can never take America or take Europe or take Canada as your country. You're not a white man. You're not a white person. Your country, this is your country. God put everybody in some places. He knows why he placed us there. Yeah. So it's very important for, people to come back. So all this jubilee also was, in another sense, to attract folks who are in the diaspora, who are living outside the country, to be coming and to show some interest in this old land of Guyana, of rivers and plains and trees and forests, and all kinds of things. Nice people. Do you get it? It's in a way also to attract the people back into the country. One of the things that has helped my motherland, Ghana, is the people who live in the diaspora. If you see a Francisca in Ghana, it will be somebody who has shipped their car to the place. If you see a big house, it's, you know, the person lives abroad. And his relatives are in the house, or his parents are in the house. It's like a competition. This person has come to do this, so what are you doing? Like that. So, oh, your friend is Brian. Look at, he's building two houses. He has a business. Then you feel like you are working in a white man's country and you are not doing anything good. So you also try to also come and do something. And with that, it changes the landscape of the country. It makes things blow up and become nicer. Do you get it? But all of these things are going on to build the natural things and the earthly things and the things in the world. Because whatever they are going to do, fly over for pedestrians, fly over for vehicles, a new Demerara Harbour Bridge, Jubilee Park, Jubilee Stadium, and all the nice things they are going to do. Airport. Our airport needs to be revamped. We need an airport that when you get, when it's raining and you get down, you don't get wet. 21st century. Oh, we need at least some buses or something to pick us up from the airplane. And it takes you a shuttle. It takes you to the arrival hall. So that when it's wet, one day I was coming from, I think I was coming from a trip, and my bags got wet. When I got home, my clothes were wet in my bag. Yeah. Now, when you have things like that, you don't attract people. But what I'm saying is that we as God's people, we as Christians, are not so much to labor for earthly things and worldly things. We are so much to labor for the kingdom of God. The Bible says, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, right, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. You see, there are some people who are blessed as they have died. And there are some people who are not blessed as they have died. Can you believe that when you die, you are blessed? When people are crying, why are they crying? Because you are blessed. Who cries for somebody who is blessed? You rather have to think about yourself, whether you will go blessed. Blessed are those who are dead in the Lord. From henceforth, yes, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Our lives on earth is full of work. People work 55, 65, pension. Some people even pension, they don't want to go home. You know some, right? Especially in the public service. Yeah, they don't want to go. You work with some, right? They don't go. They have all the knowledge. They die with the knowledge. In fact, if they are on vacation, a particular part of the process at work will not go on because they are not sharing information. Professors, that's how they do it, right? They put their things down somewhere. You will never come across the information. But you see, all that years and all that work we do, that is not the labors that the Bible is saying here. The Bible is not concerned about the government of Guyana's labor. God and the Bible is not concerned about what you do at Georgetown Public Hospital Corporation. That is good for the world. It is good for the earth. Doctors Without Borders. Ärzte Sonder Grenzen. You get it. You have doctors. You have these people who go about in war-torn places and they do charity work. They do those things are good for the world. But what you must understand is that this world passes away and everything that is in it. So the most important work you can do is to do the work that is being accounted for when the world, this one, passes away. And still, that work you have done, it still makes sense somewhere. That is the type of work we are talking about. I tell you, that's why, you see, many people don't understand why you tell them that you go to hell. They get offended. They feel that you are judging them. How can I go to hell? Look at what I've done for this world. Look at what I've done for my people. Look at what I've done for my country. Look at what I've done for my family. How can I go to hell? No, well, but your labors and your definition of what should get you to heaven is not the same as what God calls God's definition to people who come to heaven and who have labors and who have works. They have ceased, they may rest from their labors. And the Bible said their works do follow them. Ah, even Guyanese passport, if you don't take it, you go to some place, they won't allow you inside. I'm glad they gave the Prime Minister of Barbados that higher order. It's good, isn't it? It's a good PR thing. Yeah. Sorry? It's good for them, because when we go to the drivers away, it strengthens. Stand up and tell me, Mr. Minister of Foreign Affairs. It strengthens bilateral relationships.
Yeah, it strengthens bilateral relationship within CARICOM and the Caribbean, because Guyana is a part of CARICOM and CARIFORUM, and CARIFORUM has derived from the origins or the objectives of CARICOM. So with that award, it will build a strengthened relationship.
Clap for my Minister of Foreign Affairs. Where's wifey? Oh, wifey should have been here. We'll take a picture of you. Yeah, it's a very, very, it's a smart move. I don't know the history of why he deserves it, but whatever. But when I saw it, I said, oh, no, this is a very smart move. You want to be friends with Beijing's. Yeah, because our people go there to work for money. Yeah, it's one of the strong economies around. Yeah, so allies, isn't it? So when I go to, I was in Trinidad one day, I took out my Guyanese passport. The guy looked at my passport and said, did it fall in water? I said, what do you mean? It's original passport, you telling me it fall in water. It didn't fall in no water. That's how I got it. You I pass people. They're laughing at my passport. I'm sure if I had put another passport, they'll say, all right, enjoy. Enjoy your stay. But you see, all the things that we do, it does not fall under the category of labors. And then that works will not follow you. I met a medical doctor one day, and he said that he's doing one of the most important jobs anybody could do in this world. I said, are you sure? I said, you are wrong. He could not understand why I said he was wrong. I said, to be a pastor is one of the most important jobs in this world. He said, no, that's not true. I said, you don't understand, that's why. Because a pastor's job or the work in the kingdom is profitable here. And then after you are dead, that work you did follows you. Do you think that when we get to heaven, then God will say, oh, how many people did you give injection to? 2,000. Wow. Angels, give him a crown for injecting 22,000 patients at Georgetown Hospital for the 5 years you were there. Is that what God is going to reward you for? For all the water you sold at Jubilee, for all the drinks you sold at Jubilee. God says, Jackie, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in supplying Guyana with juice, with water, with stag beer, and with Guinness, and with all them things. God is going to reward you for that. Water. So when you go to heaven, God says, good, you've done such a good job. Water is life. As much as you help some thirsty people, as much as you help people who really want to drink some cokes, it does not follow you once you die. You see, we have to be wise as Christians to engage ourselves in activities that are profitable. And that's why somebody says, oh, so if you go to a club, is it wrong? If you go to a party, is it wrong? Nobody say anything that's wrong. But if you are wise and you know the scriptures, you will go to places, you do things that brings profit to your life. And then when you die, God will mention those things and reward you also. And that's what preaching and working in the kingdom of God brings. My, oh my. And that's what happened in the land of Egypt. The Israelites, they worked. They worked. They worked. They sweated. But at the end of the day, what they were doing was that they were just building Egypt. Bible says they built treasure cities for Pharaoh. So God said, let my people go. Because all these things that they are doing, it has nothing to do with me. I rather want them in my kingdom where they will be profitable to me. And that's why God, you know, sent Moses to release them from Egypt. They were wasting their time working so hard and building. It's fantastic. All the pyramids and all of that, they worked hard. So your life's work, really, it's God's giving work. And please don't tell me that selling water is what God has created you in this world to do. So you can't leave that and come and do evangelism when we are doing evangelism. Somebody's in a message. I'm dialing somebody's cell phone number. How do you know that a particular work or job is your life's work? Remember, we are qualifying work and all of that, not as that of the secular world, because the secular world, the work you do there just enhances and builds and promotes the secular world and the secular kingdom. Do you understand? So don't let your mind go to secular work. When we're talking about what are the signs of your life's work, that's what we're looking at, isn't it? We say, number one, page 71, that your life's work will give a new meaning to your life. Is it many of us, the meaning to life, you don't have it. Yeah. You don't have any meaning to your life. There's no meaning. What you think is the meaning, that's not the meaning. But when you find your life's work, the work that God has given you to do, which is work in the kingdom of God, your life will be different. I tell you. You can. Pastor Roberto got a job the other day. He was working. That job made him miss church for a couple of times. And then after he finished there, he himself could feel the difference. And he could see inside him what he lost in those few days. Not those years, so a few days. Then you can conclude really that my place, even if I have to work and pay my bills or work and you know, buy food or anything, my place really, my life's work really, is right in the church. And therefore, when I wake up and I go to work, I don't go to work as if that is my everything. I go to work because I have to. I go to work and I work there because I have to. That is what gives me money. But my heart, my soul, my strength is not in it. When you discover that, coming to church won't be difficult for you. Doing something for the Lord won't be difficult for you. In fact, you will bring more people to church because you want to be a savior. You want to be a bridge between those that are suffering, those that are ignorant, those that are blind and deaf and can't see. You want to bridge a gap between them and the kingdom of God and the joy that exists in working for the Lord. It is the only place where the Bible says that if you sow in tears, you reap in joy. If you like sowing tears at in the world, you see whether you can reap in joy. It's not automatic. It's not. How do you know that a particular work is your life's work? Number two, your life's work is something God has called you to. You can be a nurse, wear white dress and white stockings. And yet, you see, I know a certain lady in Holland. She was working for a particular woman, Prince. She was just working for her. And as long as I've known her, I don't know what she's doing now. as long as I've known her, she has been doing this domestic work for this particular lady. Now, when you see domestic work, you can easily not respect it. But those, when they go to America, that's what they do. That's what they do. They call it living. That's what is available. You move in with the family, and you live there in their home as a house help. Weekends, sometimes, you can come out. It's very good. It's a very good job, and it's very attractive because you don't pay rent. You don't buy food. So you live in the house. You wash. You clean. You take the dog out. You do groceries and things like that. You do errands. You don't pay light bill. You don't pay rent. You don't pay water bill. You don't buy food. So the $500 a week they give you, US dollars, is clean. So if you stay in the house for 1 month, it's $2,000 cash you can count. No tax. No social security. No nothing. No GRA. Nothing. Those people are rich, but many of them don't do anything with their money. So this lady used to work for this particular woman. Yes. She worked with all her heart. I'm telling you something about something that God calls you to. Now, even though it's not a work in a church, that this lady I'm talking about is rich today because of that job. Yeah. Because when the woman died, the woman passed away. When the woman died, this lady I'm talking about, her name was in her will. Yeah. Michelle. It gotta be God. God has to have something to do with it. That's why even sometimes, even though the work can be outside the church, if you're working for people, you really have to do it from your heart. You have to show that you're a Christian. The job is not something that sustains you. It's God who sustains you, but you must give your best. You must give your best. Because you don't know what is going to happen. You must give your best. Are you with me? Yeah. Are you there? Yeah. Yeah. Today, she's rich because of that woman. The way was read. The woman's children, 1, 2, 3. And then, to her surprise, she was inside. It was fantastic. People become nurses just because of salary. Not because it's in their heart. People become teachers. They don't teach. Teachers don't complete syllabuses. They don't teach their children. They don't teach them. They don't. My daughter is writing CXE, and then some teachers have not even worked past questions with them ever. What kind of teacher are you? When you cannot show the child how it looks like, you can't show the child how it looks like. Something is wrong. They have to go to lessons. You have to pay extra money for them to go to lessons. For the lessons, teachers are the lessons to rather show them past questions. You are the bona fide employed teacher for that particular school and that class. And you still don't do what you're supposed to do. You're employed by lessons. You see, these things, because the people are not working, it's not their life's work. It's not their life's work. I know many teachers who have other businesses on the side. Yeah. When we were at St. John's College, when we were using the place for our school, for our church, there was a teacher that I knew there. Oh, when I see him today, he's driving a minibus. Meanwhile, he was still a teacher. you know one, right? Yeah. He's driving a minibus, but he's still a teacher. The other day, many years ago, I met him. He was driving a vehicle. I said, hey, he gave me his card. He was into fixing audio and CD and sounds. Give me his card. I said, but this guy, he's going to teacher training to teach. It's because the life's work, that's not the place. Your life's work is what God has called you to. Amen. Jesus said in John chapter 4 and verse 34, that Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. My meat. Do you know what meat is? Meat is what we survive on. I was saying in the first service that, you see, many of us, and I'm glad the guys from the army are here. That's the place all of them go. There's nothing in the army. There's nothing. What do you do when you become a soldier? What happens? You kill people. Because when you get hold of a gun, you feel more big. And holding a gun, you need, where's the warrant officer? He's standing right there. He's beat the people at the training place. He trains them to hold a gun. No, many young people. The last time I saw about 300 or 400 young guys going to the army, I was sad, Prince. I was very sad. I said, these people, many of them God has called to preach. And look at them. They can't find their life's work. You think God called you to go and hold a gun to do what? What does a soldier do in Guyana?
They get fat.
They get fat. Yeah. My neighbor, about 4 or 5 houses away from me, there's a young boy. He's been to this church before. He was walking in the area doing nothing. He joined the army recently. Come and see proud. Come and see. Hey! And he got some vehicle. Now, the way they drive the vehicle alone, you know that they are from somewhere. Tinted. I don't know whether the army officers are supposed to have their vehicles tinted. They are not even officers. These are people who didn't go to school. These are corporals and the school. Private. Yeah. You should come and see him. When he comes back, you see him in his army uniform. Come and see when his friends come around. 1 a.m. when I'm going home, they are outside there on a vehicle drinking and gaffing. And I said, look at them. Is this your life's work? Is this what the army is going to give you? The army is going to give you this thing here? It's just that people don't have anything to do. So they go into the army. But there's nothing there. Yeah. 3 years you sign a contract. After 3 years, you are not even sure what's going to happen to you. It's sad. Prince, it's sad. It's the army has become a place where people who don't have any vision go to. You look at it and see. It's true. Kevin Soso, Lawrence, he's gone into the army. Somebody who went to Bible school in Ghana and came back. He's going to join the army. It's a sign of hopelessness. You can't pursue ministry. What else can you prosper in when you taste ministry and you don't continue with it? What else are you going to prosper in? Sharon, are you there? Are your eyes helping you? They are not. You are sitting close to Jonathan, that's why. Jesus said, my meat. Akim, are you listening to me? Yeah, run away. It's the girls who have gone to Bible school to become pastors. It's the girl, not you, the boy. It's the girl, rather, your sister, rather, who has gone to Ghana to come and become a preacher. You, the boy, you are here. Riding motorbike with your fancy girlfriend at the back of it. And then people say, oh, I don't like when women are preaching. I don't want to go to a church where a woman is preaching. But you won't preach. You won't do it. Dr. Cho says there will be a lot of women in heaven because women they take up these things very easily. The men, they are saying, yeah, I don't want to close my shop and do this thing. You know, this closing my shop thing. I want to be straight up. You know, the evening time is prime time. You know, that's when I get my money. And tell, you see, Reverend, this thing. Who is that? Who is that? Brother Brian is asking, who is that? Yeah. So it's the women who are preaching. Because the women, they are more, they are softer, they respond, and they are preaching. Even though they bring problems, at least they preach. Yeah. And they say, hey, that church is only women they use. But the guys don't come. The guys don't want to do anything. They want to go into the army. They want to do police. Go see police. You see boys standing on the road. When you look at a boy who's a police, even police is not even attractive anymore. Look at some Prince. No, I. Please tell your people. They should review the recruiting policies for policemen. Yeah. They must. Your height must count. Your weight, and your level of education, it must count. You see, we need policemen, but you don't want to just get any and anybody, right? Just because you just have to stand in the traffic and say. So you don't need your head to come and do that?
No.
You don't need head when you do this, right? One of them got hit because he's standing there without a head. Some of them even are on their phones when they are standing there. You should go to Trinidad and see the Trinidad policeman. You should go to Trinidad and see a policeman, a Trinidadian. Petra, when you see the Trinidad policeman, he's built. It's big. you'll be afraid. You have not done anything wrong, but you'll be afraid. When you see some, Amerindian policemen, you know, you can easily walk and not see them. Yeah. Uh-huh. We are talking about life's work. Don't waste your time. We have a maximum of 70 years old. Even the 70 is not achievable these days. People go just like that. So you cannot waste your time doing things that are not connected to your life's work. Don't waste your time here on earth. Very soon we'll be going. Very soon we'll be going. Jesus and my meat, what I thrive on, what makes me energetic, what energizes me, it's not giving patience injection. It's the work of God. It's the work of God. He said, that's my meat. Your life's work is something that you will not hate. Many of us, after Jubilee, Friday morning, people were wondering whether it was public holiday or not. They would have been happy if it was declared a holiday. Because wake up, today is today holiday or not? You are working. It's like, this work again today, Friday. Your life's work is something you will not hate. Anytime you are into something that you hate, you should watch it. You do it because you have to do it. What does the Bible say? Yes, I hated. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. Therefore, I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me. You better than Solomon? He was rich, he was called by God, he was a king. Yet, he's saying that the work that he has done under the sun is grievous. For all is vanity. For all is what? For all is what? Do you believe it? That all is vanity? And a vexation of spirit. Your spirit gets vexed. Prince, it's true. With all the foreign affairs, diplomat, I'll be glad one day when I pass through Canada and I say, the ambassador of Guyana to Canada is Prince Orin Nelson. Wow, I'll pass by and drink some champagne with him or something. I say, Charlie, sow a seed into the work we are doing. But all of that is vanity and a vexation of spirit. This is Solomon. There was nothing Solomon didn't have access to. Solomon built his house for 13 years. The question I ask myself is this. If somebody builds a house for 13 years, there are only two possibilities. Either the house was too big to be finished in a short time, or he didn't have money enough to build it. But if you look at Solomon, it's definitely that he had everything. The house was big. That he wanted everything correct and perfect. That when he comes, he sees the wall, he says, hey, like the walls they're giving us in Canal. You see it? Yeah. Some plastering they are giving us. Yeah. You want to break the thing and plaster again. It probably was also that. But he built his house. It took 13 years. If you look at Solomon, the breakfast he would provide for his family. Remember, that this is a guy who had 700 wives. So when he's providing breakfast, it's not a box of cornflakes, you know. Yeah, some of us, a box of cornflakes, even that one you can't afford. He said, you're a child of God. But a box of cornflakes is too much a demon to you. It's like, this chain must be broken. Lord, have mercy. Lord, let this cornflakes chain be broken in the name of Jesus. Hey, continental breakfast. Sausages. Scrambled egg. All kinds of things. Acrobatic frog. All those things you can't afford. One cornflakes. It's like a miracle. It's like, God, you are so good. Why? Because you ate cornflakes this morning. What a shock. Ah. You go and look at Solomon's breakfast for 700 wives and 300 unofficial wives. The children, the servants they have. He used to feed them. It wasn't just like, you work and bring money to Solomon. I am King Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. I feed y'all. Pay all the bills. Clothe all of y'all. And he was doing it. Doing it. Doing it. And he says that all of that is vanity. All of that is waste. All of that is useless. All of that is a waste of time. He says, and it vexes your spirit. Because at the end of the day, you sit down and you look at it, it's like, so what next? What next? Well, what more? What extra? Your life's work is something you will not hate. Finally, in your life's work, you'll enjoy the rewards of your labor. Your life's work, you enjoy the rewards of your labor. People think that enjoying the rewards of your labor is automatic. It is not. Again, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 13, many people do not enjoy the fruits of their hard work. And also, that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is. What is? Eating your meat. Drink and enjoy the good of all your labor is a gift from God. Very big. To work and to enjoy the fruits of it. Many people are doing business and they still, they have to do business because they have to do business. But the rewards thereof, they don't have it. I met a guy, he was selling a building for $175 million. And I wanted to see what was being sold for $175 million. So I went there. I like to see how sometimes people think. They mention the price of something, and when you go and see it, you have to look back at their face and say, everything all right? It's like, where did they get a price from? Fantastically. So I went there. Huge property. The bank is on his case. So he won't sell and pay back and just, this thing and make some money too. Because he can't pay. So he was advising me because I went as a potential buyer. So he was saying, you go to the bank, you buy, just give them something every month. That's for them, They don't worry with you at all. As long as you give them something. If you don't pay, then you become it. But if you give them something every month, they are all right. Looking at his face, they say, hey. So that's what you've been doing. He's going to collect the money. I don't know how he managed to get so much money to invest in such a property. And now you're giving them anything and they are not happy. So you want to sell the whole thing. And you are telling me that, if I buy and I also do that, you think if I do that, I'll be happy and peaceful in my house? We must realize that it is a gift of God to do something and to enjoy the fruits of it. In this life, when you have money, it increases your problems. Many people get more money and they are not able to do more. Well, you didn't know what I was saying. Your salary can be increased. But if you look back 6 months after, you realize that your life has not changed. Yeah. In fact, you can have a lot of stocks in your shop. It may not make a difference from when there was not so many things in your shop if you don't take care. That is what we call it. It's a gift. It's a gift to be able to see the difference and make use of the difference. Because when the difference comes, then something else comes in to absorb the difference and the extra that has come. It's so fantastic. I knew somebody who used to work in a particular place. She used to collect about $200,000 as a salary. Very simple job. At the end of the month, you can see how much is left over. Then a person got another job. And the person was paid almost like a quarter of what? Or maybe a little more, let's say one third. One third of what was. Then one day I asked the person, so what is the difference? When you were working where you used to work, they were giving you all that money. You were living all right. Now that you are given a third, you are also living all right. So what's the big deal? Because the moment the money comes in like that, you don't buy cheap things. That's when you look at things in terms of names. Bend down boutique. What do you mean by bend down boutique? I work for my money. But if that money was to be halved, then you realize that you pass the Chinese up, you see some nice shoes, say, oh, this shoe nice, reasonable, 2,000, reasonable. You buy it and you come to church. Nobody sees us as 2,000. Until when you're walking on the road and then the heel comes off. Somebody who's working in a supermarket is earning $1,000, $200,000, or let's say even $200,000, something like that. Why is this person, as compared to, why is this person not rich? I said, let me give you a life's lesson. When you go to America, you can earn $5,000 a month. But Satan is smart. Satan works on your desires. The thing you like. The thing you want. Satan makes you feel like, hey, this is not Guyana, you know. I won't punish no more. So when you get the money, I'm not in Guyana going to China trading. No! You buy the things. And the people tell you, oh, buy a car. Only pay $2,500 a month. Ah, $200. Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. We are not in Guyana, no. Me won't punish no more. So the system works at your desires. So the major thing there is your self-control. And we are not very good in controlling ourselves because one of the greatest things in this life is the lust of the eyes. And then the pride of life. You want to have something that makes you feel good. See, people who come around and say, even they come around and drive taxi and you know, they sit in taxi. They tell you, oh, I got, when they pass, they see a vehicle. I got one of these back in America. They see a Range Rover Vogue. So this is the type of car I drive in America. And so what? Why didn't you bring it? The pride of life. Things that will make you feel proud in life. Live in a particular area. Drive a particular car. Wear some particular clothing. Your shoes. The food. Something that will make you feel good. That is the
the devil's strategies. And once those things come in, then the money goes. So you get $2,000, $3,000 a month. You pay a rent of about $900. Instead of trying to push some $200 somewhere in some account in Guyana that nobody knows about. Spending.
My brother. When I started passing to New York through his house, my brother's TV. This is big, but just a little off the top. Maybe from where, and also that every from there come down. That's the TV, the size of the TV. Yeah. You see the people. It's not them small TVs over here where when you look at, you can't see the people. This one. Right? This one, when God in Moses is on, you can see him. Nice. When the phone rings, you see the phone on the screen and the person's name. Brian Hamer calling. 001. Oh, nice. Pride of life. A few years ago, I don't know where that TV went. So when I went, another one like that, but this one is flat on the wall. So I said, brother, Guyana, we use 110, you know. So if you, I don't know where you put the first one, but in Guyana, we also use 110 volts. You understand what I'm talking about? I don't think these people, they are not understand what I'm talking about. Because when I come, I see them big flat screen. So where's the old one? Guyana, we use 110 volts, you know. Ship it, box it, barrel it. Big fridge, you know this huge fridge, this double door, like a wardrobe? And then ice cubes. The other day when I went, the fridge in there, I said, brother, Guyana too, we use fridge, you know. 110 volts. Send.
What is TV? They work so hard, when they come home, they want to sleep. My sister-in-law, the woman that my brother is married to, sleep.
I think Jonathan will be a competitor. How he sleep. Don't let the book fall. You know when you're sleeping, you're holding something, it falls. You know that. Okay. So it's good the iPad is on the chair, because if that falls, there will be a problem.
When she gets a day of prince, it's sleep. She ain't able. 2 jobs. 6 o'clock. Many times when I go to the house, I don't see her. Because she leaves at 6 o'clock. She comes in a little after midnight. But by 5, I have to wake up. So when she's leaving, I am sleeping. When she comes after 12, I'm sleeping again. So sometimes I'm there 2 days and I've not seen her. When she gets a day off, yeah.
Oh, sleep. Oh.
Sleep. All day sleeping. Is that the gift of God? Is that what the gift of God is about? You go and see their chairs. It's like when you sit in the chair, you won't get back pain. Comfort, Prince. Hey. Bathroom. There are some towels in the bathroom you don't use. It's for decoration. Yeah. First time when I went there, I saw it. I said, maybe I should take one and rub myself with it. Then I saw the way about 3 of them, they fold it. And it's lying on one another like that. Big, less big, you know, small. And then there's one that's rolled and it's on top of it. It has been there all these years I've been going to the house. Decoration. You want a towel to use? Go outside. There's a wardrobe there. There are ones that are there. Use one in there. These ones are just there. Hey, when you're in the bathroom, you don't want to get out. You bath. Water is free. Water is not when it comes. No. Soap, you bath with nice liquid soap. So, oh. When I'm Guyana, I don't smell like that. Feels nice. Piggy, it feels nice. It'll make your color, your red color, it'll make it look nice. Is that a gift of God? You see, when you look at people, people are very, very hypocritical. They smile, but a lot of things are not working for them. Yeah. They're working, they dress up, come to Guyana, boots, this. They are trying to create a certain impression, but hey, the thing is not working at all. Yeah. That cannot be the gift of God. When you do your life's work, it's something that you eat from. It's a gift of God. You work and you enjoy the fruits of your labor. You work and you enjoy it. You sit down. Bishop said it. Let me close with it. He said, how many times have you seen big houses with balconies and you always see people sitting on the balcony and enjoying breeze? You watch it and see. When you pass Rahman Park, all them fancy houses, Rahman Park. I never see a human being sitting on the veranda enjoying. It's only poor people that you pass, Burbies, East Bank, they have a hammock and they are lying inside and they're swinging. They have more peace than them fancy grilled big houses. Because they can't stay home. When they stay home, there's somebody at the shop. They got to go and watch because them people, you can't trust all them people there. They don't see. When they are sleeping, they say, bandits is coming to the house. To sit down on the veranda and enjoy some pina colada? No. Or Irish cream? Those of you who do Irish cream and British cream? Or virgin cocktail? Praise. Start your feet, my time is up. The ambassadors in the church, oh, share. Mark, do you know about virgin what? What is it? Virgin cocktail. Ned, you don't have a virgin cocktail. 25 years of your life is gone. Hallelujah. Are we gonna discover what God has given to us in life? Yeah, Noah discovered it. It was just to build an ark. He built it. The saving of his family. The saving of the world. Paul said, This one thing I do. Paul was doing work. He went to Bible school. He was preaching, but that wasn't the real preaching you're supposed to preach. When he found his life's work, he will even die on the sea for that particular work God has given him. I pray that you find your life's work and that you enjoy the fruits of your labor. Father, thank you so much. Thank you for speaking to us, the art of ministry. You want us to discover what you have called us into this world to do. The difference, the light that must shine, the salt that must savor and change the taste of the environment where we are. That gift, that life's work, I pray that, Lord, we will lay hold of it and prosper and do well in this life and even the life to come, more and greater rewards. Thank you for speaking to us today. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are here. You are not born again. You are not saved.
You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.